As someone myself who's really interested in what was on Earth before we were, because I'm quite interested in dinosaurs and things, this story, which came out earlier this year, really caught my attention. It was Mary Schweitzer. Now, I've had the benefit of meeting her. She presented some of her data when she was at St. Louis at the AAAS, that's the American Association for the Advancement of Science meeting, in 2006, when I was there. And she works at North Carolina State University, and she created a bit of a storm because she said she could get original dinosaur fossil, dinosaur tissue from fossils. And what she did was to make an accident in her laboratory to start with, and this lucky mistake led to the discovery of what she thinks is real tissue. She got a piece of Tyrannosaurus rex, and they decided to what's called demineralize the fossil. So you add some chemicals that will dissolve some of the rock away. They were going to make some sections or thin sections through it, so this should make that easier if you take some of the minerals out. And it got left for a bit longer than they thought. And expecting the fossil to have completely fallen apart and disappeared, she was surprised to see what looked like something holding it all together. And they've gone and looked at this much more closely, and it's dinosaur bone tissue. And it looks like it's the original proteins that were in the dinosaur bone. So when they looked at it with antibodies that could recognise the same protein in us, they all locked on in just the right place on the protein, which suggests it really is protein there that the antibodies are binding to. Then they put some under an electron microscope, and if you look at collagen, which is the skin tissue we have, under a microscope at high power, it looks stripy, because it's got certain combinations of amino acid building blocks that soak up electrons and make it look very dark and then pale, like a zebra crossing, and they saw that. And the next thing they did was to then feed some of the tissue into a device called a mass spectrometer, which can chemically analyse things, and this one suggested that it really was the real tissue. It was this protein from skin collagen.
How on earth can it have survived that long, actually, you know? How many millions of years old is this stuff?
This is a 65 million year old fossil.
How on earth did that stuff manage to survive?
Well, that's what people were saying. How does it survive so long? Because it's been, it would presumably have just disappeared. But the answer is that it doesn't completely break down. And it looks like you get minerals impregnated, which keeps it together. But you've got the original stuff there too.
And it has been really controversial in America, actually, because they have a big issue with the creationist lobby over there. And they're saying, oh, you see, this shows that dinosaurs aren't actually that old after all. And it's being used as an argument against evolution. But obviously, you know, the scientific analysis of it and scientific explanations will prevail, I'm sure.
Sure. I mean, the real breakthrough for me as well was they managed to get the sequence of the protein. They looked at the amino acid building blocks that make up the protein and compared them with modern day animals, and they weren't very similar to us, but they were very similar to chickens. And chickens, of course, are birds, and the birds are the closest living relatives of the dinosaurs, so the whole story sort of fitted together beautifully.
Roll on, Jurassic Park.